Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, my friends, happy Tuesday. Welcome back to the Daily Practice. We are taking some really tender, beautiful care of ourselves this week by listening a little bit closer to the messages our body is sending us and choosing to tend to that one part of our health, our well-being, our body that is asking for a little bit more support right now. So today for our Tune In Tuesday, for our contemplation, I actually have three journaling prompts I'm going to share with you. And I think we should all dedicate a little bit of extra time here, a little more time than we normally do on Tuesdays. So to actually be able to hear what our body is telling us, we need some silence. We need some space. The body isn't as quick to speak to us and to give us these little signals that we need as the mind is. You know, we can think about what we need, but for this practice, I actually want the body to speak louder than the mind. I want us to intuitively feel and get to that place of knowing when it comes to what we really need for our health and our well-being. So, beginning with our first prompt today, our first contemplation. So please write this down. You can do it on your notes app in your phone. That works beautifully. If you have your journal and your pen, write it down there. When my body asks for my attention, how does it speak to me? That is our first prompt of today's practice. When my body asks for my attention, how does it speak to me? Take a moment and really just begin opening up into this contemplation. So as I said, this will require a little bit more space and time. Maybe you take that later on in the day. But when your body speaks, how does it speak to you? So for me, when I just begin contemplating that, my body often, unfortunately, has to speak to me through pain. I often find myself with back pain, specifically upper mid-back pain. That's kind of this area that's just recurring for me that I struggle with all the time. And my body speaks to me through pain to help me slow down. That back pain very rarely is something purely physiological, like I had bad posture or I carried something or did something weird, but it's very, very often because of stress, and it's a sign that I need to slow down, that maybe I'm carrying a little bit too much pressure or weight right now around something that I'm worried about. And really, it's my body asking for my attention to create more space in my day or to put something down. So what about you? This is, of course, only one way that my body speaks to me. My body speaks to me in many different ways, but physical pain and back pain is something that's really recurring for me. What about you? When your body asks for your attention, how does it speak to you? Take a few moments to go deeper into that. And then our second contemplation, our following prompt from that is, what do I need to be able to listen? What do I need to be able to listen? So to actually hear your body when it's sending you messages, when it's speaking to you, what is it that you need to be able to truly hear it? Because I think, or I know, our body talks to us all the time. And in the very beginning, when there is something we need to tend to or address, those messages are often very subtle, very gentle. They might be more of a feeling, or that we're drawn to something, or we find ourselves intuitively moving in one direction in life. And if we're not listening, right, the body has to speak a little louder and then a little louder and then a little louder. And eventually, if we ignore our bodies long enough, that's when that major pain all of a sudden comes up, or we get really ill or really sick, or something that we know we could have actually addressed a little bit sooner. So to actually be able to listen to your body, what is it that you need? And this is going to be, of course, different for each of us. So go into this contemplation on your own. And then our final prompt for today's daily practice is, right now, what is my body asking for me to tend to? Right now, what is my body asking for me to tend to? What is it, that one thing, that one area of your well-being or your body, that your body really wants some support around? Maybe your body is asking you to change something, to add something into your life, or to remove something from your life. And that could be something relating to stress or pressure, like it often does for me. And maybe it's something more around nourishment or time spent outside or how much water you're drinking, or perhaps your emotional well-being, you know, the people you're spending time with. Maybe something very specific around your body, like pain in a certain area. Take some time here to really figure out what it is that your body is asking you to tend to right now. So, three prompts today. Take these to your journal. Spend a good amount of time listening as you journal. When my body asks for my attention, how does it speak to me? What do I need to be able to listen? And right now, what is my body asking for me to tend to? Thank you so much for joining me for today's daily practice. If you really do this whole practice, you go through these prompts, you spend some time here, it's going to give you a lot of insight. And I think it's a really good time for us right now to start listening to our bodies and paying a little bit closer attention. Thanks so much for tuning in. The daily practice will be back tomorrow.